maybe specific to a couple guys, or you pay more attention, maybe not you, but teams pay more attention to the mobility of quarterbacks?
Well, I think teams are paying more attention to it, obviously, but, you know, I have no idea. You know, I'm not going to try to guess what 31 other teams are doing, but it certainly puts a little bit more pressure on the defense.
Do you feel, though, that it's kind of here to stay? I mean, the Wildcat came and then left pretty quickly. Do you feel like the read option and the dual-threat quarterback is kind of a new wave?
Well, I think football is cyclical. I think that, you know, it's certainly, once again, it stresses a defense. The more that person can do, the more stress it puts on. But Peyton Manning puts a lot of stress on defenses, too. So you gotta do what the skill sets of your quarterback allow you to do. And as long as you do that, I think you got a chance.
Did Colin Green franchise caliber to you?
Well, it's a lot easier to sit up here after a young man's had success and say, yeah, we pictured that. But there's a lot of unknowns when you draft anybody. And you look at the skill sets, you look at the character of the individual, you look at the intangibles that they bring to the table, and you try to see if they fit. If they fit what you're looking for in that particular player, in that particular position. And he's a young man that brought an awful lot to the table, as we know, came out of an offense that was not a, you know, quote, pro-style offense, and just a guy that, you know, our coaching staff really believed in. We believed in from a personnel standpoint, and then it was just, you know, letting him develop and giving him an opportunity. But, you know, Coach Harbaugh has done an outstanding job with him, as has Jeep Christ and Greg Roman. And, you know, he's still learning, still developing.
What are you looking for from A.J. Jenkins this offseason?
Production. You know, we're like we do with all our players, you know, and we've always said you go into the draft and you draft guys and you know what their strong suits are, you know what their weaknesses are, and then it's up to them. And AJ's a young man that has worked awfully hard, is going to continue to work hard. I believe he's either in Atlanta right now or on his way to Atlanta, where our quarterback is and some of our other players. And they're going to go at it this offseason. And the biggest growth in players is always between year one and year two. We expect that that's going to happen with AJ, just as we do with all our young players. We have. In fact, I was out to dinner with Liz and Alex when we got back from the Super Bowl. I had a great conversation, had a great dinner, and just a chance to sit down with him and go through what our thoughts were and listen to what their thoughts were as a family, and really get an understanding of what direction we wanted to go.
How high of a priority is hanging on to Sean closer?
You know, we've always maintained, you know, we want to keep as many of our core guys together as we can. So it's definitely a priority. Are we going to be able to do it? You know, we don't know that. We're going to work awfully hard to make that happen.
How do you review your 2012 draft class? What a talent you did in the Super Bowl, but how about starting?
Well, you know, I think it was Coach Belichick or Coach Parcells years ago said if you're getting a ton of production and you're having a lot of guys make your team from your draft class, you're probably not in a position to play in the Super Bowl. So maybe there is something to that. I don't know, but we feel very good about the class. We didn't get a lot of production out of the class. But we had a lot of, if you look at the players that we drafted and the positions we drafted them at, they were coming into some loaded depth at certain positions.
So did you look at that saying we're pretty, you know, overall we're in good shape, we want these guys to produce over time and
We feel very good about, I think the question always comes back to the higher picks. You know, we feel very good about AJ. We feel very good about LaMichael James. We feel good about that group of guys. Joe Looney, who came in off of an injury into an offensive line that's a pretty good group. So, yeah, we weren't expecting a ton of production, to be honest with you. Did we get what we expected? You know, that's yet to be determined. There's a lot of years left in those guys' playing careers.
What's the key to hitting on third day?
You know, I don't know that I have a magic answer for what the key is. I think you set your board, you work diligently at it, you try to find football players, and we've always let the film speak for us. The height, the weight, the speed, the combine's nice. It's a part of the picture, but it's a small part of the picture. The big part of the picture is the film and what they've put on film over their career.
The timing of Tom Gamble's departure is unusual, coming just before the combine and the draft coming up. Could you just talk about why you guys allowed that, and is there a side of it that's a little concerning because of the timing?
Well, there's a lot that went into that decision. Tom and I have been friends for a long time and have worked together for an awful long time. It was a chance for him to get home. It certainly is a difficult time to lose somebody, especially of Tom's caliber. But at the same time, sometimes in life you got to make those decisions and you got to let people go home. And it was something that him and I had talked about for over a year. It came up again. So through those discussions, you know, we were able to allow that to happen. Tough timing, obviously, but I think that both sides feel good that the decision was made.
What are you going to miss by not having Tom?
Well, you miss an awfully loyal, awfully qualified individual that helps you set your board, helps you through free agency and the like. But at the same time, you know, it's never one person. You know, it's not me. It's not Tom. There's a bunch of qualified individuals: Joel Patton, Matt Malaspina, the rest of the scouts. We just got through 17 days of draft meetings and setting the board. So it's never one, and it's just like we say with players: it's next man up. Let's go.
How much are your coaches involved in the draft process? And do you like to keep a separation of church and state there between coaches and scouts?
I don't know if we want to keep a separation of church and state. We're all in this thing together. And Coach Harbaugh, I've got a lot of respect for his ability to evaluate talent, just as I do with all of our coaches. So it's a team approach. Now, the coaches aren't sitting in the draft meetings with us, but at the same time, there is a stage when they are brought into the process, and that stage starts with the combine. So, you know, we look forward to bouncing ideas off of one another, getting viewpoints, because it's all about finding players that fit the system. That's what we're looking for. There's a lot of good players out there. This draft is no different than other drafts. But at the same time, you got to get players that fit your system. There's going to be good players that don't fit us, whether it's from a character standpoint, a skill set standpoint. There's just going to be players that don't fit us. So we're looking for the fit.
What did Randy Moss bring to the table this year for you guys, this year playing for 2013?
Well, you know, Randy's a pro, and can't say enough good things about Randy, and I think if you ask anyone within our organization, they would say the same thing. One of the first guys to work every day, one of the last to leave. I mean, a guy that takes great care of his body, that is probably one of the smartest football players, if not the smartest football player I've been around. Grasped the offense very quickly and was a real leader in that group, in that room. So we're certainly happy that he was there. Is he going to return this year? I don't know that yet. Draft them. Well, I don't know that we need 14 rookies. We need good football players. And we've always maintained that we're not afraid to move up. We're not afraid to stand pat and pick where the selection is. And we're certainly not afraid to move back. We've been successful doing all of the above. So how we're going to use them, that remains to be seen. But certainly enjoy the fact that we're in the position to have 14.
Can you characterize how that general value was? Was it good give and take, or I mean, was it
it was excellent. It was Alex and his wife Liz and myself, and we had a great meal. We had a great discussion. I can't say enough good things, and I think if you asked once again anyone in our organization, they're going to say the same thing. He is a pro's pro, and have nothing but great respect for him, his family, and we're certainly going to do everything in our power to make the best decision for everyone involved.
At this point, is there a plan for them to try to treat
them? I think that's part of it. You know, we're going to look at all options available. Are we going to trade him for sure? No, that hasn't been decided.
Take two more questions. You need another. Can you be looking at a kicker in free agency?
We're going to be looking at every position in free agency. We're going to be looking at every position in the draft, and we're going to address the needs that we have through one of those two options.
But I'm thinking of Phil Dawson specifically with his relation with Brad Seeley and his success in Cleveland.
Once again, we'll look at all options.
Next season, the Seahawks obviously pretty close right there, and Rams
kind of
an up-and-coming team in
that division, too.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, we're going to have to go back to work. It's an awfully good division. It's a competitive division. It's a physical division. All four teams play a physical brand of football. They play very well on the defensive side of the ball. Offensively, there's a lot of playmakers within the division, and it's a well coached division. So, in order to stay on top of that division, we got to get better. We can't stay the same, and we certainly can't take a step back because those other teams are coming. We have to have a good draft. We have to have a good free agency period. But we also have to go back to work, and that's a tough thing to do. You know, our guys are down a little bit, you know, a little bit discouraged, a little bit disappointed, but we're certainly going to get back on the horse and ride, and have complete confidence in our players to do that.